Hiya, folks. It's Lay Rooster here, coming to you from the Hen House. Thanks for tuning in to check out one of my podcasts. Wanted to give you just a little information about these. A lot of these podcasts are coming from my YouTube videos and some of my Twitch streams where we've done them live with audio and video, of course. But a lot of the videos, particularly the ones that I'm bringing here to you with podcasts, are really well suited for the podcast and the audio spectrum because they're mainly a lot of talking and description and discussion and explanation. There are occasionally some times where I'm pointing out maybe something in a graphic or an infographic, but I usually try to explain those verbally as well. But if you're interested, please help out and check out the YouTube channel. You can find me on YouTube as where I am Lay Rooster. Just one word, Lay, L-E-R-O-O-S-T-E-R, Lay Rooster on YouTube. Subscribes there, help me out a ton. And you can also catch out the live streams where we're playing the games and talking about some of this stuff on Twitch TV. That's twitch.tv/Lay, L-E underscore Rooster, R-O-O-S-T-E-R. Don't forget the underscore there or else you won't be able to find me on Twitch. Anyway, I look forward for you finding me there. And there are options below with links to support me and to find me on YouTube, Discord, and Twitch. As well as I appreciate your subscriptions and support of this podcast and all of my content creation. So thanks a lot and cock-a-doodle-doo. Hey, chickadees, I'm Lay Rooster, channeling Dumbledore in his office, and we've got a new event. We've got a new owl over here. A brilliant event, and it says, Greengrass refuses to divulge information on the unforgivable, leaving Harry, Hermione, and Constance at a loss. Will the team be able to get through to Gareth and convince him to cooperate? Let's find out more about how you're going to sail through this event and get the most out of it and be the most effective and efficient and not be all frustrated because you missed out on something that you could prepare for to sail through the different stages of this event. So we'll get on over there. Just remember to use your wand and give a thumbs up and like this video as well as to subscribe and help us to beat the biggest adversary of all, the YouTube algorithm. Really pushing for this channel and appreciate all your help. Let's get over to that and start looking at the rest of the screen. Wands away. All right, Secrets Revealed Part 2. All right, so that's going to be kicking off tomorrow, August 9th through August 16th. And I'll let you know, sorry I missed a few of the update videos if you were looking for them. I had to have some surgery and had a little bit of downtime. But I'm getting back into the swing of things and happy to have you. So make sure you smash that notification bell and you catch get notified the next time we do these videos. So still loving our Harry Potter and planning to keep giving you that information. So, Secrets Revealed 2 coming out August 9th through August 16th. It's going to start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, like we're used to. So, on Monday morning, 11 a.m. start and finish. All right, there we go. And so, let's look at the foundables that we've got going on. We're going to have a brilliant Rubius Hagrid available in the field, a brilliant Acromantula eggs. Brilliant Fang will be through the Fortress Drop. The Brilliant Wild Weasley's Flying Car will be the port key, 1.5 kilometer port key reward. And the achievement or task reward will be the Brilliant Aragog's Children. However, also, Tom Riddle from the Green Scroll section, which just makes me think of evil all the time, or dark arts, will be increased on the map and using tonic. So he's supposedly increased without tonic and extra increased with tonic. The Niantic has not been doing well with these boosts in the last few months. Your comments about your experiences for that below in the comments, please. But I knew it's been rather frustrating. Hopefully they'll get it right this time. And let us know in the comments if they're starting to get it right for you. Because we definitely are seeing times where it's just not working. And that just leads to a lot of frustration. So hopefully we'll be seeing him at the very beginning at 11 a.m. tomorrow. So let's check that out. Let's go to the tasks. All right. And I'll increase the size of this with magic here. Task number one, collect 3 ingredients or portmanteaus, get 6 of the unicorn hair, brew 3 potions and get 2 rim blood. Very nice. Return 12 brilliant acromantula eggs, get a nice little potion there. As well, now with the brew 3 potions, that means you can stock up your potions starting tonight. with things that are ready, and then just collect them when this goes live at 11 a.m. Pacific time. So at least that's an easy one to move you through. Then you just be looking for those Acromantula eggs, and then collecting your ingredients and portmanteaus. I know I'm always picking up the portmanteaus for the event and making sure I get 5 and hopefully no more than 5 and start working on those right away. So you'll get 550 XP, you'll get 50 brilliant family XP, 2 restricted books, and 10 energy. Now we move over to task 2. You're going to return 3 Tom Riddle foundables. So again, hopefully he is boosted all over the place. You're going to get 2 strong stimulo potions. Use master notes 5 times and you're going to get 3 toadstools. And collect 6 brilliant secrets revealed runestones for 5 bitterroot. I need those bitterroot right now. And the toadstools. So that'll be welcome. One point, of course, you got to do master notes 5 times. So that's where you're going to have to actually brew things. And brew them during the whole task. So in order to do it, you of course can spend some gold to activate the rental cauldron, and that can speed things up. But also make sure you stockpile your reserves and ingredients for your basic stimulo and your basic healing potions, because those are the quickest ones to do back to back if that's how you're doing it, and if you're going to use the rental cauldron. Now, remember that if you're short on potions, because with the brew 3 potions from task 1, those could be longer things that you could be brewing today and into the night, and then saving the short brew ones for task level 2. So upon completion, you'll get 750 XP, 75 brilliant experience, 3 restricted books, and 10 more energy. All right, looking at task 3, return 12 brilliant Rubius Hagrids, get a silver key. Cast 15 great spells and get 6 snowdrops. Always love the snowdrops. And it's not great spells in a row or anything, so should be able to get that knocked out. And defeat 15 foes in wizarding challenges. Get to... No, those are strong Extimula. It looks like before you were getting regular Extimula potions for the Tom Riddle foundables. My bad. That's what it looks like from the design here. If I'm wrong, correct me in the comments. Here we go. Defeat 15 foes in wizarding challenges. So that's the first stage where we have to get into the challenges, is at stage 3. For the rewards, you get 1250 XP, 75 brilliant XP, family XP, 5 restricted books, and 10 energy again. Then we move on to task number 4. Place 5 images on the brilliant secrets revealed page. Get a red book. Earn 7500 wizarding XP from wizarding challenges. Get a red book. Collect 15 mysterious note pieces by returning brilliant secrets revealed foundables. Get another red book for a total of 3 red books, with a bonus payout of 5 restricted books, 5 Dada books, and 50 gold coins, 30 energy, and the Aragog family brilliant piece for your pieces. Now, again, you need to do those 5 images on the brilliant secret reveal page. However, in stage 2, task 2, you have to collect 6 brilliant secrets revealed runestones. This is not new. We've had this, so don't place your registry until stage 4. So hold on to those, but that also means you have to grind more on the brilliant event in task 2 to get those runestones. Make sure you don't go to the registry part and accidentally collect them. Also, things to remember: if you're opening the portmanteaus, you have a chance to get some good family XP from that, which will help with the runestone development. You can always do some fortressing that way as well ahead of time, and that'll increase it. And you can do that because you can, if you want to grind in the fortress, if the drop is frequent and good, you can get the three drops of Fang, I believe it is, in the fortress, place him, and then go from there to get your runestones, because you can repeat that pretty easily and you're going to need to go back into for the wizarding challenges. So consider your strategies as you get ready for that. All right, let's look at the bonus tasks. Return 7 Tom Riddle foundables, and then we get the potent Extimulo potion. Return 45 brilliant secrets revealed foundables, 1 silver key. Earn 1250 wizarding XP in anywhere, 1 red book. Defeat 15 formidable foes in wizarding challenges, get 10 energy, and use 10 Extimulo potions of any kind, and get 2 witch sharpening potions to help you out with the next adversary event. You'll get 2000 XP, 100 family brilliant XP, 5 Dada books, you'll get a badge, 20 energy, and 5 Weasley cars. So that'll be good. And this is really kind of following the form right now that we're fairly used to. And there's not too much extra to it. Let me know if there's anything that you're looking forward to or how you've been enjoying that, and talk about those drop rates down below in the comments. I appreciate each and every one of you. So please remember to give us a thumbs up with your one and like the video. Give us some comments to let us know how you're finding the game right now and what changes you think Niantic needs to make, so we can make sure hopefully they will see it and take your feedback. As well as make sure you hit that notification bell so you can get the upcoming Harry Potter news and know about other times when I go live. I'm starting to stream on YouTube as well as Twitch TV, where I've already been streaming. So if you hit those notifications bell, you'll know I do stream some Harry Potter here, as well as streaming on Twitch. You'll find below in the description links to my Discord and my Twitch TV channel as well, so you can come and follow us wherever we're going. And we're always happy to talk about it. And if you're coming over from YouTube or from the podcast to Twitch, let us know so we can give you a special shout out. Anyway, I hope you're doing well. Glad to be making videos again for Harry Potter Wizards Unite. You take care and cock-a-doodle-doo.